The easiest key is the case when the desire, the hidden value is the lust. The smallest in models. How can the ethics be changed in such a way that the lust hidden value in some sense becomes the first dogma? The idea is simply to replace the matrix with its inverse. In this way, we obtain, we define the variant, the first variant of the method. Called inverse power method. Inverse power method. So the first assumption that we made before is replaced by this. We order again the eigenvalues in modulus, and we require that the smallest has a modulus distinct, different from the modulus of the the preceding eigenvalue lambda sub n minus 1. This must be a strict inequality. Well, if we consider the inverse, the name of this variant is just related to the use of the inverse of the matrix. So we require also that the zero eigenvalue is not present. The eigenvalues of the inverse, you know, that are the inverses of the eigenvalues of the given matrix. If we order them, we have the opposite arrangement. So we have this strictly greater than and so on. So we have, due to this strict inequality, the convergence of the method applied to the inverse. So if we, let us consider for simplicity the unnormalized version. So we have now the new vector equal to the inverse of the matrix multiplied by the previous vector. So the generic vector is can be written as the power of the inverse. One might fear that the explicit inverse of the matrix should be computed. This is not necessary, since we can transform this product as a problem of a linear system solver. We can write this relation as A by the new vector equal the previous vector. So this is a linear system. With no term, the previous vector. Therefore, an iteration needs solving a system of this type. Remind that A can be factorized in advance as L by U, L U factorization or QR factorization. So the solution of this linear system, when we know the factorization of A, has a quadratic cost as the multiplication of a matrix by a vector. So the complexity of this variant is substantially the same. So in this way, we can approximate the smallest, the modulus, eigenvalue. Another related variant of the method, which is called V-variant. Method. Is aimed to approximate an intermediate eigenvalue, say the index, say EAI. So we have lambda 1, 2, I, n, these two inequalities must be strict. Not necessarily, it is sufficient. Let me think one moment. It is not written very clear here. I suppose that the eigenvalue we are interested in must be strictly separated in the modulus from the previous and the following. So I will put here strict inequalities, where all other inequalities can be weak inequalities. Well, we apply the power method to the matrix modified in this way. A minus mi by the identity matrix, where mi is an approximation of the desired eigenvalue. Sorry, the inverse power method. So we apply the power method to the inverse of that matrix. Which are the eigenvalues of this matrix? The eigenvalues of this matrix have the form 1 over lambda sub j minus mi. If mi is a good approximation of the desired eigenvalue, this eigenvalue is a modulus dominant. Sorry, this eigenvalue value with I is in modulus dominant with regard to the other eigenvalues with the indices j. So we have again convergence. The convergence is to this eigenvalue of the modified matrix, and the desired eigenvalue will be recovered. Convergence to we have said 1 over mi is null, say this value of C, and we recover lambda sub I with algebraic. So we have 1 over C plus mi. So finally we obtain, we have an approximation of and generic intermediate eigenvalues. The other assumptions must be verified, so we must have diagonalizability and so on. Last remark on the possible use of the power method in order to approximate all the eigenvalues and all the eigenvectors of a given matrix. That is, if I have already obtained the dominant eigenvalue lambda sub 1 and a corresponding eigenvector x sub 1, how can approximate the second in the moduli arrangement eigenvalue and so on? So I am speaking, in other words, of, about the so-called deflation procedure. Deflation, deflazione, sgonfiamento, cioè si parte dalla matrice n per n, si trova il primo autovalore, il primo autovettore, e io voglio, usando ancora il metodo delle potenze, trovare in cascata, in successione, tutti gli altri. Deflazione, deflation. Deflation procedure. So, I have A, and I have already obtained lambda and x, x sub 1, with the power method. Let us suppose that the eigenvector x1 is normalized in the Euclidean norm. Let us consider the matrix P, householder matrix, such that this eigenvector is transformed in the first vector E sub 1 of the canonical basis. Remind that given any vector Z, I can find a unitary Hermitian elementary matrix, the householder matrix P, such that P by Z gives, let us simplify, the norm of Z. This, here there can be some other unitary factor we suppose that the unitary vector is 1,
by
multiplied by the vector A sub 1. In this case, this is the 2 norm, in this case we have that the norm, the 2 norm of A sub 1 is 1, so we consider and easily build this matrix in this way. Household the unitary element. Then, to perform this deflection, transform the matrix A, multiply it by P Hermitian on the right and P on the left. We have another matrix, unitarily similar to the given matrix, so this matrix has the same eigen values of A. Let us give a look to the first column of this matrix. So, we multiply this matrix by P sub 1, P Hermitian by A sub 1 makes, yeah, obtain P Hermitian is exactly X sub 1, so P A X sub 1, but this is an eigenvector, so eigenvector of A, so we have lambda, the value, P, again the eigenvector, but P by the eigenvector is the first column of the entity matrix, the first vector of the canonical basis. So we have found that the transformed matrix, this, has the structure of a block sure form, that is, we have passed with a scheme B, A, B, H. Has this form. The first column is lambda 1, 0, 0. Here we have some vector A, Hermitian, this is a row vector, and here we have n minus 1 by n minus 1 submatrix A sub 1. Well, let us apply the power method or some of its variants to this submatrix, and we will find lambda sub 2 as dominant eigenvalue and some eigenvector y sub 2, such that this is an eigenvector of this submatrix, Well, at this point we know the first eigenvalue, lambda sub 1, the second eigenvalue, lambda sub 2, which is also an eigenvalue of the given matrix A due to the similarity. What we need? We would like to have an eigenvector of the given matrix relative to lambda sub 2. remind that this is a shorter vector. Y sub 2 is not an eigenvector of given matrix. How can we recover an eigenvector of A from this eigenvector obtained by using the power method applied to this submatrix? Just an algebraic manipulation, this eigenvector can be found in this way. We consider can be found in this way. We consider as a possible eigenvector an n-sized vector named this way. Here we put a parameter which has to be estimated in the first position, and in the other positions the entries of this shorter eigenvector. Then we multiply this vector by the emission. We call this x sub 2. The question is, there exists a value of theta such that this vector is an eigenvector of A. Well, let us check if we multiply what happens if we multiply who multiply A by this, which is the candidate to be an eigenvector. We obtain A, BH, theta, which is unknown, y sub 2, which is known, A, BH is equal to BH by this matrix. Lambda, the vector A, 0, A sub 1. And finally, this vector we don't forget. This vector we expand. We want to find the right, if it exists, value of theta. We expand and we find P, for which the product lambda by theta plus A by y. And in second position, 0 by theta plus A sub 1 by y sub 2. But y sub 2 is an eigenvector, so this makes lambda sub 2, y sub 2. What we want? We would like that all these would make lambda sub 2 by again x, that is this vector. Theta and under is well, how theta must be chosen in such a way that this equality holds. In last position we have lambda sub 2 by y sub 2 is right. We have in both sides p Hermitian. So the following relation must hold. This lambda sub 1 theta plus this scalar product must be equal to lambda sub 2 by well, we have finished the expansion. The condition for theta is obtained by that linear equation in theta. Theta must be equal to cosa viene? Theta by lambda sub 1 minus lambda sub 2 minus lambda sub 1 equal to the scalar product. So the right value for theta is the scalar product divided by this difference. This difference is different from zero because the eigenvalue are distinct. This is one of our assumptions. Well, you find also other details on other possible uses and variants of this method. This method is simply powerful. Another important feature of the method is that it can be applied to any matrix. No requirements such as symmetry or being Hermitian is required for the given matrix. We start now and we continue next time with methods, with two methods designed for three diagonal Hermitian matrices. Now we just give some preliminary details regarding Hermitian three diagonal. Why is Hermitian three diagonal are important matrices? There are many problems in which they appear by themselves, but in general, any Hermitian matrix A can be by using Hausdorff transformation to three diagonal form. Three diagonal, you know, matrix having possibly non-zero entries only along the three diagonals, the main diagonal, and the two co-diagonals. How the transformations maintain the property of being Hermitian or symmetry on real numbers. So we have T, three diagonal, and Hermitian we can call its entries with only one index, alpha sub 1, alpha sub n. We are on the main diagonal, so for an Hermitian matrix, the numbers alpha must be real. The codiagonals, in the codiagonals we put complex numbers beta, with indices starting from, I check from, the initial value of the indices of the codiagonal entries. If I find, se lo trovo qui. From 2.
We start from 2 until n.
Hermitian matrix, so we must have the conjugate
sign is put on the upper triangular part. This number beta in general are complex.
Well, in this case, we know also that eigenvalues of Hermitian matrix are real numbers. Remind this important properties. Moreover, we make the assumption, which will be crucial in the developments of the methods, which will be considered, that the three diagonal matrix T is not reducible. We need that T is not.
What does it mean?
Apart from the definition of reducible matrix, in the case of a three diagonal, moreover, Hermitian matrix, this assumption means simply that the codiagonal entries beta are all not zero. So we have all entries different from zero. This would be not a problem, because if we had some beta equal to zero, the problem, the eigenvalue problem for the given diagonal matrix T would split into smaller problems. So this could be seen as a favorable condition. But we start from this requirement. Well, the starting point for well-known class of methods regarding this kind of matrices is the way in which the characteristic polynomial of a three-diagonal Hermitian matrix can be computed. Indeed, we easily, maybe that you already have seen this property, we can use the expansion V
you know, plus expansion applied to the characteristic polynomial put n equal to 4 for simplicity. So we have t, let us consider immediately the matrix t minus lambda by the identity matrix. So we have alpha, beta, 2, as we have said, we have here beta, beta sub 4, in the last position alpha sub 4. Well, the determinant of this method, the characteristic polynomial, I refer to the Laplace expansion that expands along the last row. So, P, we specify the size of the matrix, that is the degree of the characteristic polynomial. The determinant of t minus Laplace, we start from the last entry in the last row. Which by the Laplace rule must be multiplied by the determinant of this 3x3 submatrix. But this 3x3 submatrix is again a 3-diagonal matrix of reduced order, so we can call its determinant as the characteristic polynomial P sub 3 of the leading principal minor of the given T matrix. So we have here P sub 3 in lambda. In the last row there is only one non-zero entry, beta, which we have sine minus due to the rule of the signs in the plus expansion, beta, which must multiply what we find by deleting the last row and the third column. I write explicitly this 3x3 submatrix. Zero, the second beta, second row, zero again in the last row, the third row, zero beta, index is 3. And in the last row is again 1 beta calculated. The determinant of this matrix, I write again only it. Now it's fine. It's convenient to consider the last column. Only one entry is non-zero. Beta can be sub 4 multiplied by again the characteristic polynomial of a leading principal minor of the triangular matrix. This has this minor as size 2. So here we have P2 in line. Writing O's again in a clear fashion, we find the well-known three terms recurrence for the characteristic polynomial of the leading principal minors of a three-diagonal Hermitian matrix, the PS. In this case, I have found the last is equal to the last A, the previous polynomial, it has sine minus beta by the same beta conjugate. So we have the square of the modulus of beta, the last beta, by the previous polynomial. Three terms recurrence in general, n equal to alpha n minus lambda p n 1 minus 1 minus the indices, the indices here again n p sub n minus 2. Well, the idea of exploiting, the idea is to exploit the properties of the finite sequence of this characteristic polynomials. I mean, the sequence we can start from P sub 0 by defining it conventionally equal to the constant polynomial 1. The other polynomial is correctly defined as PE, the determinant, P sub I, the determinant of T sub I, the leading principal minor, minus lambda by the suitable identity matrix. All these polynomials this special sequence of polynomials have important properties which are sign properties. Proprietà algebriche di segno, di comportamento in segno, poi vedremo, we will see next time, which can be used as a powerful, a very powerful tool to separate the real eigenvalues, all the real eigenvalues of the three diagonal matrix. So the path is generic Hermitian matrix, three diagonal Hermitian matrix, use of this sequence of polynomials which can be computed easily using this three terms recursion, properties of this sequence of polynomials which help us in approximating all the eigenvalues of the matrix T and consequently all the eigenvalues of the given matrix. Okay, allora, prossima volta queste proprietà, these sign properties are called as Sturm, written this way, Sturm is this German name, Sturm sequence properties, and the methods that originates from the exploitation of these properties is called as
method based on Sturm sequences. Ok? Well, certo, ci fermiamo per qua e continuiamo martedì. Ok? Bene. Domande?